y'all loved our places to eat on Thanksgiving Day episode so much that we had to run it back for Christmas. From diverse Christmas dinners with a twist to Chinese food that will have your mouth watering. Culture Map food editor Eric Sandler joins me to break down all of the best restaurants open on Christmas Day. It's Wednesday, December 13th, 2023. I'm Rahil Ramzanali, and here's what Houston's talking about. Eric, you crushed it last time you were on with us, so we're bringing you back, and we're going to talk about restaurants that are open on Christmas Day. But before we start, I want to talk about something that's not food-related, okay? So you have to help me out in this, because I respect your opinion. Is Die Hard a Christmas movie, yes or no?
Rahil, of course it's a Christmas movie, and not just because it takes place around a Christmas, an office Christmas party, but because, like the Fast and the Furious movies, it's really about family. And what says Christmas more than that? Bringing an estranged husband and wife back together.
That truly is it. It's about family. It's about awkward Christmas party moments. It's about celebrating with people you don't like in the office space. That is the Christmas spirit, and that is why it's a Christmas movie. I'm with you.
Well, I'm glad that we could settle this for everybody.
There you go. I wanted to start with that. Again, I respect your opinion, and now we have definitely defined it that Die Hard is a Christmas movie. All right. Nothing says Christmas like trying to find something that's open, and you really can't. It's a struggle bus. I'll give you a story before we start, and I had one last time, too. There was one Christmas where I'm Muslim, so I don't celebrate Christmas. So my wife and I, there was no family in town, and we're looking for a place to eat. There was one Chinese restaurant open in Bel Air, and it was packed. It was like a 2-hour wait. So I was like, I'm not doing this. So we ended up going to Walgreens and buying some random frozen Chinese food that was left in there because that was the only thing that was open. So it's gotten a little bit better, right?
It has gotten a little bit better. And I do think it's hilarious. Like you mentioned, you're Muslim. I'm Jewish, so I can't imagine that there's two better people in all of Houston to be talking about Christmas Day dining than a Muslim and a Jew. I think this is perfect.
This is it. This is why we're doing this. So let's start with that. There's nothing like Chinese food on Christmas Day. Give me a place that's open, a good meal that we can enjoy.
All right. I'm going to give you a couple just because, you know, there a lot of Chinese restaurants are open, particularly if you're in the kind of Bel Air area, you know. Some people call it Chinatown. Some people call it Asia Town. Call it whatever you want. There's a whole ton of Chinese restaurants. Many of them will be open. But the one that has been my go-to on Christmas for a couple of years is Mayan. This is it's related to Tiger Den. It's related. There's a whole stretch of affiliated restaurants just off of Bel Air. But this is like classic Chinese comfort food. You know, pork spare ribs, roast pork, wontons, wonton soup. You know, stir-fried vegetable dishes, all of that good stuff. So that's kind of a Chinatown option for people. And again, you know, Kim San will be open with their buffet. Ocean Palace will be open doing dim sum. I mean, you know, you're going to have a ton of choices in that area of the city on Christmas Day. But then inside the loop, if you're looking to spend a little more, you want a little splurge, Benny Chow's, the Chinese restaurant from the owner of B&B Butchers, will also be open. And it's a much more luxurious kind of experience, right? Their Peking duck is really elegant. You know, they have soup dumplings, they have caviar this and lobster that, and super posh fried, you know, brisket egg rolls with meat from Truth Barbecue. So a lot of great choices at Benny Chow's if you're looking for a slightly more luxurious Chinese food experience on Christmas Day.
I've been meaning to check out Benny Chow's, and I've heard a lot of good things about it, but there's something inside me where I'm like, am I going to pay that much for Chinese food? Is it worth it?
You know, I've had a couple of really good meals there, and so I've been sort of contemplating, like, organizing some friends and family. I think that may be, you may find me there on Christmas Day, actually.
Okay, that's good, because if you're going to be there, the man who knows everything that's good, then that's the pick, all right? Benny Chow's is the pick. Okay, let's move to a category. This might be a little bit harder, Eric, because everybody has a different definition of traditional. But what's a good traditional Christmas Day restaurant for a traditional meal?
So, you know, as we've discussed, like you and I may be the least qualified people in Houston to determine what is or isn't a traditional Christmas meal. But for me, when I think about Christmas traditions, I think about prime rib. And so, you know, my pick then is the Palm. This is the Luxurious Steakhouse in downtown. They are running a special prime rib on Christmas Day, and they're open. They're open all day, so you can get that prime rib and kind of have that holiday feast.
That's so cool to hear that they're open all day, because a lot of restaurants, Thanksgiving has been one thing, right? Like where everyone's adjusting and they are starting to open a little bit more, but Christmas still has been a little bit slower. So to see a more high-end place saying, all right, we're going to stay open and we're going to give people a place to come dine, that's really cool to see.
Yeah, noon to nine. So plenty of time to get to the Palm and get that prime rib.
Now let's go with something that is a bit more non-traditional. And this was a really hot category from the Thanksgiving chat. So I'm excited to hear what you have for us for a non-traditional meal at a restaurant that's open on Christmas Day.
All right. I'm going to take you, the nice thing about Christmas, there's no traffic. So it's easy to drive from place to place. If you're, usually reluctant to make that drive to, if you live inside the loop, you don't want to drive to the suburbs. If you live in one suburb, you don't want to drive to the other suburb. All of that kind of melts away on Christmas because, like, what else are you going to do? You can spend that half an hour or 45 minutes in the car. It's not that big a deal. So my suggestion for non-traditional Christmas dinner is Fat Eatery. This is the very popular Malaysian restaurant out in Katy. They have all of their delicious, they do beef rendang, they do roti canai, they do a dim sum menu with dumplings. They do a lot of really delicious things. And then during the holidays, they supplement that with a beef rendang Wellington. And so I just think that's like, take that classic comfort food dish, the beef Wellington, add a little Malaysian spice to it. Like, what's not to love? And of course, while you're out at Katy Asia Town, which is where Fat Eatery is, there's a ton of other restaurants. And I suspect many of them will be open, places like Mala Sichuan, places like Tim Ho Wan, Dim Sum Box. I suspect most of them will also be open.
The thing with Katy Asia Town that a lot of people forget to do is do some research before you head out, all right? Because there are so many choices, not only with the main area, but there's also like a secondary area now that's open. So you could walk around and like look at all the menus, but try to do a little bit of research because it can be so overwhelming. And we love Fat Eatery. Chef Aoyang has been on with us as well. He's a sweetheart. He's awesome. He's changing the game. That's a great recommendation. What do you think about that? Like just doing some research before you get out to Katy Asia Town.
Yeah. I mean, have a little bit of a plan. Chris Shepherd has that TV show, Eat Like a Local, that's airing on Channel 2. It's also on YouTube. So you can kind of watch that. He did like a whole food crawl episode through Katy Asia Town. I think that would give you some starters. For me, if I don't go to Beard Papa's and get a couple of cream puffs, then I just don't feel like I've had the full Katy Asia Town experience. So that's my little pro tip.
Yeah, so good. Those cream puffs are, they're the best. There's no denying it. Houston's original neighborhood downtown is for everyone, and it's poppin'. It's our open-hearted home for our biggest celebrations and our treasured hidden gems. From the world-class theater district to incredible green spaces like Discovery Green, downtown is the place to be. In fact, more people visited downtown Houston last year than the entire population of Dallas, Fort Worth, Austin, and San Antonio combined. There's no better time to live downtown than now. From starter apartments to luxury lofts, everyone can take advantage of the arts, business, culture, entertainment, food, and recreation. Now, you might think of downtown as only the heartbeat of Houston's regional economy, which it is, but there's so much more to it, including free events throughout the week with Downtown Houston Plus. From the Market Square Park Farmers Market every Saturday to Yoga Flow every Wednesday, you can find something to do and eat and watch in downtown Houston. Learn more at downtownhouston.org. Downtown Houston, get energized and revived.
Okay, Eric, let's go with something where we're going to spend a little bit of money, right? Because the gifts weren't enough. Everyone's still upset at you for a bad year. I don't know why, but we got to find a splurge spot to make the family happy, okay? Give me a good splurge spot on Christmas Day.
All right. Well, I got to take you back to the buffet at the Four Seasons, just like we talked about for Thanksgiving. I think this is really the ultimate holiday splurge. Yes, it's expensive. $145 for adults, $65 for children, but you get a lot for that, right? An omelet station, homemade pastries, lobster bisque with caviar, and then all of the like the meaty proteins that you sort of associate with Christmas. Bone-in country ham, beef tenderloin, leg of lamb, plus a seafood station, plus oysters, plus a huge desserts display, and of course, a whole section of stuff for kids. So if you're going to splurge, I think that's the way to do it. You know, the other option is Kieran's, the Indian fine dining restaurant in Upper Kirby. That would be another really nice place to have a splurgy Christmas buffet.
That is really good. Yeah, make sure you call them ahead of time, because a buffet with Indo-Pak or Indian food, that's the way to do it, because you get a little bit of everything. You get a different spice level with everything. Oh, that's the play right there.
Yeah. Last year, I mean, I was looking at my coverage from last year. Lamb tamales with tomatillo salsa, leg of lamb, tandoori salmon, coconut shrimp, vegetable sides, and 7 desserts. Now that's good eating.
Yeah. 7 desserts. You got me. That's what I'm going for. I don't even need all the other stuff. Give me a dessert on Christmas. All right. I need that. I need that sweet hit. 7 of them. Yes. Sign me up. Okay, Eric, give me a place that we can just pick up some food, come home, watch some holiday movies, some football, some basketball games. Where are we going for pickup?
All right, I got a couple options for you for pickup. The first is we're going to go out to the west side. Once again, I don't think it's too big a deal to drive on Christmas. It just doesn't bother me that much. So Chinese food, there's a restaurant called Chow Wok. It's on Derry Ashford near Westheimer. It's run by my good friend Matt Chow. I've known Matt for 20 years. And they do all the like the Chinese American stuff right. General Tso's chicken, beef with broccoli, egg rolls, wonton soup, fried dumplings, all that stuff. Chow Wok does a very good version of it, and Matt's going to be open on Christmas Day. So if you go out there, please tell Matt that Eric said hi. Now,
nice.
Again, if you're looking for more of that like American comfort food vibe, once again, you know, just like I mentioned on Thanksgiving, Cleburne Cafeteria is open on Christmas Day, and they will have all of their, you know, turkey, fried chicken, homemade pies, all that stuff. Now, I will say this is a very popular choice on Christmas Day. So you will encounter a line. You will have to wait a little bit to get that pickup order, but that is available to you if that is the way you want to go.
Nice. That's a good pick right there as well. Okay. This one is an Eric's choice. Okay. Dealer's choice, a wild card, a restaurant we should try on Christmas Day because you're recommending it.
Well, you know, I'm going to give you Hamsa. This is the Israeli restaurant in Rice Village. As again, you know, I, as a Jewish person, like that Mediterranean menu, the skewered meats, the falafel, the hummus, like all of the things that they do just like speaks to like a very kind of fundamental part of my soul. And these guys do it right. You know, this is the same restaurant group that operates Doris Metropolitan, the steakhouse, Bottolina Bakery. Their bakery will also be open on Christmas Day right next to Hamsa. So I think everything at Hamsa is so delicious, and I think Christmas Day is a good day to try it.
Nice. Those are good recommendations right there. Eric, since I have you and we are ending the year, you've been doing a lot of great stuff, not only on Culture Map, but also on your podcast. I'm going to put you on the spot here, okay? What was the biggest food story of 2023 in the city of Houston?
You know, I think it's hard to pick like one food story that kind of dominates all the others. Now, obviously, Street to Kitchen winning the James Beard Award for Best Chef Texas is probably the most important thing that's happened from a national perspective. You know, I think you've talked about Street to Kitchen on the program before. Chef G and her husband Graham have done such great work. They just moved to a new location, and getting that national recognition. There's something just very Houston about saying the best restaurant in Texas was a 35-seat Thai restaurant in a gas station next to the rail line. So, I thought that was a really great moment. In terms of themes, we've seen a lot of like new seafood restaurants open this year. You know, Navy Blue kind of kicked that off last fall, and then it just kept rolling with Little's Oyster Bar, which the Chronicle called the best restaurant in Houston. Clark's from Austin just opened a few weeks ago. That's been very popular. Balboa Surf Club in the Galleria area. So, you know, at a time when we really hadn't had many new seafood restaurants in a long time, to have, you know, half a dozen sort of pop up in the last year or so has been very exciting. Off the top of my head, I'd say those are a couple of my biggest food stories of the year.
That's awesome to see the seafood boom again, right? Because you're right, it's been a while since we've seen a lot of seafood restaurants open up, and we should be excelling in that. We're only an hour away from Galveston. We should be excelling in seafood.
Yeah. And it's just, it feels like it's been a while. And I like that it's different styles, right? There's Gulf Coast at Josephine's in Midtown. But then if you go down to Kima, there's a place called Fish and Chips Houston that's doing some of the best fish and chips I've ever had. So, you know, I like that, I like that we're kind of covering different styles and different price points.
I love that. Eric, thank you so much for getting us ready for Christmas Day. We're going to be eating good on Christmas Day. And I appreciate you joining us again on the podcast. Thank you so much. And here's to a great 2024.
Raheel, thank you so much for having me. Happy holidays to all the listeners of CityCast, and happy holidays to you.
That was Eric Sandler. You can read all of his work on Culture Map and listen to his podcast, What's Eric Eating, everywhere you get your podcasts. So help me out. What's a traditional Christmas meal like for you and your family? Send us a message on Instagram at CityCast Houston. That will do it for today. Thank you for listening, and I hope you learned something new.